We already talked about that. No, it's all right. He talked about be also patient. We talked about 1 Corinthians 15:58. There, establish your hearts, your minds, for the coming of the Lord is drawing near. Just thank on Brother Fraser. All right? All right, let's go ahead and begin. All right, verse number 10, y'all with me? Y'all ready? All right, let's go. Verse 10, he said, take my brethren, 27 now, amen. The prophets, and we talked about a little bit last week, have spoken in the name of our Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things are written for the time, written for our learning in relationship to the 39 that point to Jesus Christ. And here we go again. The 5, the 12, the 5, the 17. I know it's redundantly, I say this all the time, but to understand, to know, to be transformed, I think that's what you need to understand. What is the will of the Lord? Ephesians 5:17, to be, to know, 1 John 5:13, because see, it's a constant transformation. The reason why, because we all have sinned. So be patient. Be established in your mind by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ based on what's already been done. See, based on already been done, is that's been spoken of by the prophets that brought us up to this point, Galatians 4:4. Y'all with me? See, and that's the reason why I think, and I really do believe it, and that's the reason why we emphasize this book so much, that we already went through five chapters. We're going through five chapters, and see, right now you should be able to open your book and look at your book and say, well, look at what we're at. Genesis means beginning, amen. And you should be able to know that, amen. And then go to the book of it. Y'all get your book out right quick because I want you to see it because, come on. Y'all ready? All right. Y'all with me? Based on what he said. Because you can't be patient. You can't be established by the authority if you don't know. You understand to know, to be transformed while we're doing these things. See, a majority of people can't do because of a lack of knowledge. Because you can't do what you don't know, amen? See, a relationship. So when you put out your book, see, when you go back to what he said here in verse number 10, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of our Lord by the authority of an example, suffering, affliction, and patience. See, you don't know this until you go back and see, and let's walk through it, amen? Get your book out, see. Genesis, and I'm just going to just reiterate, it means example, amen. And then you go to the book of Exodus, you see, which means departure, amen. Then you go on to the book of Leviticus, amen. And you see the word Leviticus means, and he called out. And he called out them who was in bondage that was there from the beginning, amen. And then you go on, let's keep going down the road, see. You see, and eventually we're going to have all 39 there. You go to the book of Deuteronomy, amen, and when you look at the book of Deuteronomy, and I hope you got it there, and the book of Deuteronomy means a repeat of the law. See, and then we're going to begin Joshua, see, but we're going to cover all five, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the numbering, see, of the Israelites, and then you go into the book of Deuteronomy. But see, I'm saying all that. Look at me. See, you should say Genesis, Exodus, right? Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Not only be able to say it, but say, well, Genesis beginning, Exodus departure. Am I right? See, numbering, the numbering. See, Leviticus, and he called us out of Deuteronomy, so repeating of the law. That is, it gives us to understand what those 39 books are, that what he's talking about here. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, that's the importance of it. See, and that's the reason why you got this book. So you'll just pick it up on Sunday, but where we are right now in relationship to the children of Israel. Look at the sheet here. On here, it's called a brief chronological of the Bible. And see, here we are right here. This sheet right here. You should have this sheet right here. Right here. It's in your book right here. If it's not in your book, you need to see Brother Brown today and put it in your book. I'm going to walk around so you can see it. Okay? Got it. See, it's in your book right here. This book right here. You see, right here, we already seen creation. We've seen Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Exodus, Egyptian bondage, Moses. Am I right? The giving of the law, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It's where we are right now. Y'all see me? Right here in the wilderness, the wandering of the tabernacle. Amen. And then Saturday, we're going to Joshua. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all with me? See, and you can write on your sheet. Because, see, you already went this far. Am I right? You already went this far already. Amen. Now, beginning Sunday, and we're going to keep doing it Sunday night till we catch up to where we are. See, till we get through all six books. And everybody's going to be doing the same thing downstairs and upstairs. All classes are going to be doing the same thing. Now, they might not be using the same material, but we all be doing the same thing. Okay? But, see, this is the timeline here. Here in relationship. So when you're reading this week, and like today we'll start Deuteronomy 18. So you got the sheet to go along with it, amen. But not only do you have the sheet, but you all better say with Genesis beginning, Exodus, right? Departure. Am I right? Am I right? See, numbering, Leviticus, and he called them out, Deuteronomy to repeat the law again, amen. But you should be able to do that because you got to understand those 39 books just from that one verse there. That talks about that concept that Jesus, through the prophets, see, by the authority, that talks about his suffering and affliction in relationship to the Old Testament. And that's the reason why I'm going over this here with you, with your book, so you can see. You understand? You understand, Lisa? Okay. See, and that's the point that I'm trying to say. So if you don't have that sheet, please see Brother Brown. He wants you, you need to put this in your book. Okay? And that's the point that we need to understand, okay? Go ahead, my brother. That's right. Well, that's what Ephesians 5:17 says. And that's what the problem is. You can't do what you don't know. You understand what I'm saying? As much as I may want to be something, I can't be it until I know it. See, that's the reason why he tells you to study to show yourself approved. Ephesians 5:17, like he says here, to understand what is the will of the Lord. That's the reason why I'm sad that everybody's not drinking the Kool-Aid. I really am. I'm just sad. That when I say hold your books up, only half are doing it. Because every one of us should be doing it. See, every one of us should be in compliance because, see, I'm telling you, brother, what he just said, see, when you understand what I just said, see, it's going to make Bible study so easy because you're going to understand better what is the will of the Lord. Amen? Amen. See, most people can't tell you that there are 66 books in the Bible. I'm telling you. If you don't believe me, this week you got friends, you got coworkers. Just ask them one question. Say, do you have a Bible? And most people say, yeah, I got a Bible. Well, tell me how many books in the Bible. Just ask that one question. And you ain't going to surprise me, but you got folks in the church don't know that. Amen. And how you expect those out of the church to know it? And these people who call themselves religious, call themselves being saved, full of the Holy Ghost, I know what Jesus have done for me. These individuals don't know that. Well, if you don't know that, how in the world are you going to understand what is the will of the Lord? How are you going to be able? Because like Frazier said, Brother Frazier said, it would make it so much easier. See, because if you were told to tell the truth, since you've been here, but since we've been just redundantly saying the same thing over and over again, hadn't it made the Bible a little bit more easy for you to understand? Sure do. See, because that means it means something to you. See, it means something to you when you say, well, the beginning, they departed, because there arose a king that did not know Joseph, until they went into a promised land through a numbering, amen, to the law that he called them out of, to the point that he could say, well, not only that, but I'm going to Deuteronomy it again. I'm going to repeat it again to you. See, but see, I'm saying that, that's the Pentateuch. That's the first five books, amen. See, now you're getting ready to go into the history. The next 12. You understand what I'm saying? But see, you got to understand the first five to understand the next 12. And that's the reason why I've been redundantly, because that way he says in verse number 10. He said, because of the prophets. See, everybody want to preach about the prophets, but they don't know anything about purpose. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So, brethren, what I'm saying to you, don't take for granted these books. See, no, we're not trying to tell you how to study your Bible. You can study your Bible any way you want to study. I'm not saying that. But let me tell you something, brethren. We are fighting a war. Go back to chapter 4. It tells us this in chapter 4. In chapter 4, it says here, it's from whence come wars and fightings. That's just among ourselves. Amen. That royal line seeking whom he may devour. That's just within ourselves. Just think this past week, how many wars came up and we had to put the wars out. How many fights came out and we had to put it out. How many the devil came into our life. And just because he come don't mean he have to win. Amen. Am I right? Just this past week. Amen. See. And whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they now hence, even of your lust that war in your members, your lust and you have not. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Let them come. We'll get it. All right. Anyway, we ain't talking about that. Okay. But anyway, stay in your word. So what I'm saying is we have to unite together as one, amen, to build together. The three words I use, to edify, to build, and to grow, right? To edify, to build, and to grow, because see, we edify within, am I right? To build as one, amen, so we can grow as the body of Christ. See, we can't grow if we're not edified by the word to build, am I right? In order to grow. See, and you'll see that all the time when we see in the word of God. So, go back to verse 10, chapter 5. He says, take my brethren, by that word, you put 27. The prophets, 17. All right, just put 17 there. I'm telling you, when you do that, you see that, you understand that. So every time you say, he say, brethren, why he keep saying 27? Because you know 27, that is 5, 5, 5, 5. Am I right? You'll know whether the 5-1. You see, you'll know 5-1, 4-1, 21-1. Am I right? 4-1, 21-1. You'll know what that is. See what I'm saying? That's the 27. I mean, is that right? Okay? I'm in the New Testament. Okay? That's a brethren. Right? 27, right? Okay? The New Testament. See, and when you put that down, 27, and then under the word prophet, 17, am I right? See, you'll know what they may be. So when we get there, we'll be going through the prophet. When we get through the history, the 12, then we get to 5, the book of encouragement, right? Then we get to the 17. See, all this stuff going to mean so much to you. Am I right? Because, see, I'm like somebody told me the other day. The brother Lyle, I read the Bible, but it ain't nothing like it now. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? And I got me an earplug, and I put my earplugs on when I walk. And I be walking down the street smiling. I said, he retarded. I know what people are saying. Look at it. He retarded. Because I be hearing the Bible being read to me, and it just makes me smile because when I hear Moses tell him about obedience and the law and the reward if you don't do it, the reward if you do it. And I begin to smile. Romans 15:4 comes up. Whatsoever things are written for a time, written for our learning. Then just trigger thoughts all in my mind. Amen. And then when I realized, I've been walked out the way. I went further than what I was supposed to win. Amen. But see, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of knowing. Go back to what he said. That when you see brethren, you'll see what? 21, right? And then when you see prophet, you put, and just write that right in your Bible. then when you get in the habit, when you read, you're going to do it automatically. It's just going to be a part of your life. Because you know that, am I right? See, and that's a good thing about the 66. So do that. And then just say, well, Al, I asked 5 people how many books in the Bible. I'd like to know. Just ask that one question. Do you have a Bible? Most people, yeah, I got a Bible. How many books in the Bible? They're going to say, well, I just want to know. Some may get smart with you, but that's all right. They get smart. Next, go to the next person. See? You're not going to sit there and have no drawn out. My preacher, they don't even go there. They don't want to tell you. That means they don't know. If they knew, they would say it. Amen? Because people like to answer questions if they know the answer. Some like to answer and they don't know it. Okay? So just do that for your own gratification. Then look at verse 11. He said, behold, we count them happy. And by that word, them, write us. You. See, behold, we count. Now, I know he's writing to a particular group, but it's also to us, amen? Because it's part of 21, am I right? See, behold, we count them happy. See, we're happy when we endure. We're happy to be here this morning, amen? You're not here because you've been so good by the grace of God, amen? Because you could be somewhere else. I mean, if everybody that went here was still faithful here, we wouldn't have room for them. What was Sister Joshua? I mean, you think of all the people. I was going through some stuff the other day. I went back to 85, 83. I pulled some old directors out. I started saying some names, but I forgot all about them. There was a part of this congregation. I got them downstairs in my office. People from the old college church. People from the old Central Park congregation. Till we got here. And I started seeing some names. Because I'm beginning to do something with those names. Because I'm going back to visit some of these people. I start calling some of them already. I talked to Dollar Perdue the other day. A lot of you may remember Dollar Perdue. See? And we had a good conversation. You know? And she was glad to hear from me. See? I'm going to go visit with her real soon. And I'm going to begin to call these people and set up Bible studies with them. I'm going to be contacting you and say, hey, I can't go all these Bible studies. Could y'all help me out? And we're going to try to get them back faithful. Amen. Amen. See, but we got to be prepared. You got to be trained. You got to have a understand what the Lord, because blind can't teach the blind. Amen. But the point that I'm saying, he said, look here what he said here. He said, behold, we count them happy. Aren't you happy to be here? Amen. Oh, stand by. We're having technical difficulty. Amen. See, we take it for granted. You ready, brother? See, happy when we endure. See, to be happy you're here this morning. When I was leading scene, you'd be surprised that people don't even open their mouth, don't even pick up books. In here today. In here today. Sitting here. You in worship. You in the church. That's why you came here. What do you think you came for? Did you know when you come, we're going to sing? Do you know we were going to pray? Do you know we're going to study God's word? And I'm just sitting at some of you Christians who say you are Christians and you're sitting here frowning, well, ain't pick up a book. Well, I could have said, well, pick up a book. Well, what good am I going to say that if you don't understand why you need to pick up a book? If you don't understand Ephesians 5:19, you don't understand Colossians 3:16, if you don't understand 1 Corinthians 14:15, number one, you're not going to know to do it because you don't understand the importance of it. Y'all with me? See, that's the reason. Let me tell you something, folks. If people understood the scriptures behind music, we wouldn't be having group singing. We wouldn't be having bebopping. Because they would know to do it the right way. Am I right? If they understand James 5:13, that it brings joy when you do it right, why would you do it wrong and not be blessed? Did you read in the book of Deuteronomy? The consequences of not doing it right? And he told them? Did you read the book of Leviticus? He was telling me in Deuteronomy 13, he said, brother, you know, in Deuteronomy 13, have you got that far? I said, yeah. He said, did you read what about in Deuteronomy 13? He told them the requirement for them to take care of the poor. I said, well, dude, that don't surprise me. We don't have a, see, the church was designed to take care of its own. That's the reason why the Bible says in Acts 2:44, we got things in what? That's the reason why we all speak the same thing, build the same mind. Amen. So that we can let the word of God take care of us, because see, it's going to be time when we need one another. Amen. It ain't the world's responsibility. Now, that's just one phase of it. Now, there's another phase too that he said, if a man don't work, he don't do what? Don't leave that out. Now, you just sorry and you so lazy you won't work. I don't like to take care of my children who lazy, amen. I'm just telling you the truth. I told one the other day, I don't know why you keep asking me for my money. Why am I going to give you my money when you don't go out and work for your own money? That don't make no sense. I ain't got that much to give. But if I knew you were hungry, if I knew that you just needed it and you just didn't have it, you understand, I wouldn't mind. But what makes you so better, so good that you don't have to work? Now, see, you went down, Deuteronomy 13, talking about what he said about taking care of the poor. Yeah, that's right. But see, that's also responsibility. Go back to Genesis. To man, you're going to work for the rest of your life by the sweat of your brow. And that's what the Bible say? Amen. And you ain't going to get around it. I don't care what the world say. God's word is still the same. But to be happy, to be able to endure, look what he says here. He said, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard, see, of the patience of Job, have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And what that simply means, that he loves us so much that the Lord going to do everything in his power to help us do what we need to do. But the Lord can't help you until you help yourself. You got to do his will. Now, he's long-suffering toward us. Now, we're the end of us should perish. Am I right? See, he gives us grace. He gives us mercy. He's pitiful toward us. Amen. But that only works within the word. You got to be in the word to receive those benefits. Amen. See, he's not going to give you those blessings unless you're in him. Amen. And to be in him, you got to be in his church. Is that right? See, you can't get it outside of him. You got to be in him. See, people say, well, I got favor. Well, you may do have favor. Because the devil distributes favor too. And I don't doubt you when people tell me that. When people say, I'm high to favor, high to bless. Well, I don't doubt you. But who's high to favor and how high to blessing you? Now, you ever thought about that? Who of them you serve? Amen. I don't sit there and say, no, you ain't. Because they tell the truth. Now, they might not know who's blessing them. And they might have their own analysis. You understand what I'm saying? You go back. Go back and look at it now. See, Genesis, Exodus, am I right? Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. God has never tolerated sin. Am I right? He never tolerated it. And he ain't going to tolerate it now. Because sin took his son to the cross. Am I right? Am I right? See, and that's the point that we should understand. So what he's saying here, yeah, he's merciful toward us. And we got a good example, Job. And God is no respecter of person. Amen. And not only Job, but you got other people in the Bible that we can use Romans 15:4 in relationship as an example for us. Amen. But the good thing that we need to go understand, look at that verse one more time. See, you count it to understand to be happy when you endure. Don't take endurance for granted. Amen. You know why? Because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. And that's the point that we should see. Go ahead, brother. That's right. That's right. Well, see, think about what he just said. See, how can you be established? Go back to verse 8. If there's no patience. So you have to wait on the Lord. stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, you have to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly so it can teach you. And then be patient to realize that whatever state you find yourself in, be content. That you don't let the world control you, but you control it. Y'all with me? See, a lot of us pray prayers, and we want them answered right then. But see, what you may be praying may be in a mist. Because it may be in violation of what God wants for you. Amen? Now, go what he said. Because you know what the word is, because you have studied and understand it, and your mind has been transformed, see, you're going to be patient. And you're going to pray a prayer, Lord, just let thy will be done. And just wait on the Lord. Amen. And whatever happens, that's God's will. Whether you get it or whether you not. But wait on, let God's will be done. But you got to be able to endure. And you can't endure if there's no faith, no substance there to give you understanding to be patient. Because there's two evils in this world. There's two forces in this world. There's the forces of good and evil. You got things we want, which are worldly. We desire, which are worldly. And we all desire things that don't fit in the pattern of this book. Amen. That we have to be able to discern that is true for them, which is right and which is wrong. See, it's like a marriage. How in the world can your marriage grow or prosper if it's outside of the word? It ain't gonna happen. See, if every marriage was sanctioned by the book, if every marriage was lived by the book, the divorce lawyers would go out of business. Because there won't be no divorce. You understand what I'm saying? It wouldn't be no more. You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that, because God don't build nothing that can cause confusion. See, when confusion is in our life, the devil is in your life. See, when you say, I just don't know what to do. I'm just so confused, I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm just confused. Why you call on the Lord? You call on the wrong somebody. You need to look at yourself and go back to the word. And look at what's causing you to be confused and get it out of your life. That's the only way you're going to straighten it out. Don't look at me that way. That's the only way. So you got to find out what's causing confusion. See, but the problem is a lot of us don't like to look at truth. Because truth may sometimes hit home or hit areas that we don't want to deal with right now. Sometimes we know it there, but I don't want to deal with it. I'll take care of that next week. See, it's like Philippians 3. He said, forget those things behind and press on toward the mark. So that's what examination is all about. See, what happened yesterday is over with. So you shouldn't bring that forth today. Because if you bring that garbage today, see, you're not going to endure. You understand what I'm saying? See, you can't bring, see, some of us have been carrying stuff along for 2 or 3 years, same stuff over and over again. I ain't spoke to him in 2 years. I ain't going to speak to him. Every day, same thing. And just carry all this garbage over. You know what garbage, the longer it stay out, it stinks. And then the more you stir it up, or you let other people stir it up, it gets stanky up. Now, I know there ain't a word, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And then you wonder why your life stinks. Y'all understand? You got to let it go. You got to let God. You got to let the word in. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. So you got to let it in. Go back. Say, so you can be established, so you can be patient, count on the Lord to draw unto him. See? And you hear it all the time. You got to submit. You got to resist. You got to draw. You got to be humble. And you got to be what? Lift it up. Go back to James 4. See, I can say these things all the time. You know, I can say it repeatedly because I say it all the time. I just don't get here and say, I say it all the time. And the Lord, let me be a submissive. Let me and Doris be submissive. See, I pray that prayer all the time for me and my wife. Thank you, Father, for letting me be here at Fair Park. Thank you for the good brotherhood. Every night I'm texting all the time. I'm so proud to be with you. Y'all think I'm playing? I do. Because I've been with some of you people that ain't been this good. It took me 30-something years to get good, brother. Amen. And still, it ain't over with yet. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So when you hear me say, submit, resist, draw, humble. See, I say this all the time. You know why? Because I need it. I need it. Because see, you can submit right now, and then you can get off focus. At ease. See, the things of the world can get you off focus, can't it? Am I right? Lack of money, sickness, not feeling good, whatever it may be. Those things, see, you can't claim. And I mean that. And we can say that. See, they don't have no hold on us. Amen. Amen. Because, see, we're going to be patient because we've been established. And we're just going to wait on the Lord. Amen. That whatever be said, so the way he told Paul, my grace is what? Because we're his children. Do y'all believe that? We are his children. Amen. See, and that's the reason why you got to drink the Kool-Aid, folks. Let me tell you something. We just went 10 weeks. Saw 10 weeks today. Now, I'm telling you, y'all read. Go read those. Read the thing today. Just read. Some of y'all getting deep. Man, y'all emailing me at 2:44 a.m. Man, y'all both be asleep. Well, I pick up it in the morning when I do be asleep. I was up at 6 o'clock this morning checking my email. I looked, I told Don, I said, somebody says I'm at 2:44 a.m. I ain't going to call no name. Man, ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? And they do it all the time. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Ain't that something? But can you imagine everybody was drinking that same Kool-Aid? See how powerful it would be? Y'all with me? Man, you're going to have a book in about enough. You already got one going. Amen. But you see what you're building? Man, this is going to be something. If you don't have a book, you need to be sitting there, Brother Brown. Brother Brown, come on, let me have it. It ain't too late. Amen. The devil is going to let you say, well, you can't catch up now. You ain't trying to catch up. Don't try to catch up. Just start whatever today. Whatever say reading, just start today. Don't try to catch up. Just get on board. Jump on in. Amen. Don't worry about him. Well, I'm so far behind. Don't worry about that. That's what the devil wants you to believe. Amen. I'm telling you, just come on right now. Amen. And just read on with us. Amen. And don't feel bad. But let me tell you something. And I find this with me. If I don't find a time, I have to identify a time. Because I'm going to say I'm going to do it tomorrow. But I have to say, well, I'm going to do it at a certain time. And I tried to do it every day that time. You understand what I'm saying? For that particular thing. You see what I mean? Because, see, when you say I'm going to do it, that day, the devil know he got 24 hours to stop you. Because he don't want you to do it. Amen. But when you wake up with your mind and you know and you got it wrote down, I write it down, read whatever you got to read. I stop and do it right then. Amen. Because so many things going to get in your way. Job, am I right? Children, am I right? Children going by school. Homework, am I right? Got to iron their clothes. Mama's got to cook. They got to wash. Then you got husbands too. I'm going to leave the husbands alone. Y'all with me? Yeah. All right? So, verse 12. He's above all things. My brethren, right? 27 again. It's right 27. See, some of y'all ain't got good Bibles for y'all birthday presents. Y'all husbands or wives need to buy you one. A good one. A real good one. Thomas Chang got some good ones. Isn't that right, before you? Get you a good Thomas Chain Bible, King James Version. All right? That's right. What is it? Yeah. But by all things, my brother, swear not. Amen. neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, unless you fall into what? Condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any married? Let him sing songs. And by the word sing, you should go, you need somewhere in your notes to begin to write. Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15. See, any verse that you know that's a reference to singing, you should denote that in your book. Same way when you go to Hebrews 13:15, do the same there. 1 Corinthians 14:15, do the same there. Because you're repetitiously putting it within your, engraving it within your mind to know, to understand, because you're going to go to these churches that you're going to say, boy, they sure got a group singing. They can sing or they bebopping. But see, if you don't know why you're singing, you accept it. Because I'm telling you, folks, if people knew the word, they wouldn't accept that. Am I right? Go ahead, my brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Don't swear. Say yeah. That's right. That's right. That's what the words say. Am I right? Am I right? Well, here it is right here. That's right. If your yea can't be yea, your no can't be nay. Well, I'm sorry. Am I right? I've been called at jury duty twice, I think. One time they called me. Is there anybody a reason why you can't serve? Come up. I went up. I said, well, I can't serve because I'm self-employed. If I'm here, I can't work. If I don't work, I don't eat. He said, go home. Second time I was called, and I went up and said the same thing. He said, everybody else like that. Sit down. All right. But I was sitting there 2 or 3 hours waiting on a case. They finally came in and said they had worked all the case through out, so we ain't got no cases for y'all to hear. Y'all can go home. Now, we're going to give y'all a little check. Now, the state of Alabama is broke. If y'all want to give it back, give it back. I said, I ain't getting nothing back or you won't let me go home, and I need the check. But you're right, my brother. See, and that's it right there. And that's a good point, too, that to be made. And then go back and look, underline that word swear, and then go back and look at that word, amen, to what that word means. See, in relationship to what he's saying here, brethren, he taught us, amen, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth. Then, is it among you afflicted? Is it among you sick, verse 14, among you? Let him call for the elders. It's always said word plural, right? See, whenever you see elders in the Bible, it's always be plural because it's never one pastor. It's never one elder, never one bishop. It's always a plurality. From that Greek word presbyteria, to oversee. Elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing them with oil in the name of our Lord. Now, anointing with oil simply means was medicinal purposes only. It's more tradition. Amen. And that's what that is. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Then verse 16, confess your faults one to another. Now be careful with that. Because if that person is not spiritual, or if that person is the one that can't help you, the blind can't what? Lead the blind. Am I right? But in this case, because we all brethren, that shouldn't even apply to us. Amen. Because see, we all supposed to be what? Brethren. Amen. We all supposed to be what? Faithful. We all supposed to count it joy when we endure. Amen. See, we are all supposed to go back to James chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that enduring temptation when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life. We all have received the crown of life. Amen. So the way it's supposed to be, that all people in Christ Jesus, we all brothers and sisters in Christ, we all faithful. And that's the reason why he's saying that we should be able to confess our faults one to another. That we're all supposed to be edified, to build one another up, to build one another up, because we all are growing together. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Because number one, if you hear and you and we can't confess our faults one to another, brother, we need to know why not. Because you are spiritually sick. You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's the point that we should understand. Go ahead right quick. See, we in the 21 now, right? See, when you're 21, you're supposed to be past that state. Amen? Because number one, when you obey the gospel, see, Bible said, teach them to observe all things.
Oh.
Then Peter said, newborn babe desire. Amen. Philippians 2:12 said that we must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's a teaching process. Am I right? See, once you get to that 21, see, we're all supposed to be on that same level. Am I right? See, really, when you think about it, to be faithful, that when we assemble, we're all supposed to assemble. Right? See, that's the reason why over in 1 Corinthians 11, he talks about that, didn't he? He said, when the whole church come together in one place, see, the whole church got to come together. Even when under the old law, under the five books we've been studying, when Moses, he called a whole congregation together, didn't he? He called a whole assembly together. He ain't never did them in a 50-50 relationship. They all came. Amen. That's the unity, brother. Am I right? And that's why we got to see that. So when he said the whole church come together in one place, what they did, everybody came. And we did all five items of worship. Now, we were through with it. So why you got to do it again? Now, if you saw something more important than you being with the whole church, who fault it is? Amen? So we don't have to repeat it again. Y'all with me? See, man added that. See, it's like the brethren said Sunday. He said, you brethren who for some reason could not be here this morning, we're going to give it to you tonight. Well, of course, now I ask, well, why couldn't you be here? When the Bible says, when the whole church come together in one word, and don't we both be one? See, that same concept. See, that's what he's saying here, brother. See, when you get past Acts, and when you get in 21, see, we're bound toward one another. Am I right? We are our brother's keeper. Am I right? See, we disrespect each other when we don't care for the word enough to help one another. Y'all with me? See, you are disrespectful not only to God, but you don't care enough for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Because, see, we're all one, amen. Am I right? We are our brother's keeper, amen. That means I don't have no problem if a brother come to me, or if a sister come to me, and I'm wrong. Because you love me. Because you didn't love me, you didn't have to say nothing. Amen. Some folk get all upset. It's my business. Ain't got no business with us. When you come up in here, we in God's business. We leave everything else outside these doors, amen. Am I right? So I don't have no problem with that. Because you my brother. You my sister. I don't have no problem with a sister doing it. See? Then a girl told me one day at Ryan's, she said, you need to close your mouth when you eat. She did. She was a little girl. And ever since then, I mean, that's still on my mind. I'm serious. Y'all may say, well, I'm telling you the truth. I've been eating, throwing out food for a long time. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Then a girl came up to me and said, you know when you're eating, you smack it. And she must have been paying attention. Now, y'all, a lot of y'all were like, you need to shut your mouth, you mind your business. You know what I mean? But see, you can learn something from anybody.
Amen.
If you got the right spirit. Am I right? You got the right spirit. See, you got to be humble to receive, amen, see, in order to be better, amen. Amen. Because see, there was a lot of people probably seeing me chewing, throwing food, just ain't saying nothing to me. Till I left, I don't want to eat with him no more. Spitting all over me. It was nasty stuff. They ain't your friend. Let me say this, and we're going to finish. See, you better be careful about friends. Because if a friend can't take you in a positive way, he ain't your friend. Now, if a friend going to take you negative, going to take you against the book, they ain't your friend. See, a lot of times people say, that's my friend. Well, if he can't take you in that way toward the book, you don't need him. See, and that's the way I look at it. I want, John, you got to go? Okay, but let me finish reading this here. Then verse 17. Elijah was a man subject to passion, as we are. And he prayed honestly that it might not rain. And it rained down the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. Brethren, 27. If any do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. And go back to what we're seeing. Look at truth, number 19. All right? Now, we need to realize the power of prayer, am I right? Because verse 16, the fervent prayer of a righteous man do what? Availeth much. Now, number one, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We do err, amen. Now, that's a relationship that we have toward one another, that when we convert based on what we know, what do? We save a soul from what? Y'all see what he's saying there? See, but you got to be able, you got to have the ability to do it, because the blind can't lead the what? But we all should be at that state. Everyone, the whole church come together. Hasn't it been a good Bible class today? But if we all pick it up all together, amen, and apply it all together, amen, see, then the book of James, that's the whole book, we don't let the world control us, but we control the world. And that's the whole point, amen, see, that we may receive that crown of life when we do what? Endure. All right? That's the book of James. All right? Now, next week, we start Genesis. Bring your book. Next Sunday night, we're going to keep going until we catch up to Joshua or where we're going to be. Okay? And we're going to all be studying the same thing. Is that all right? All right, let's pray, God. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings.